Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'refuas Shalom ben Gila and Liora Rachel bas Chai Rezel bas Dina, and Esther Rus bas Naomi Sara, and l'schus Ramoshita ben Peshadina, and Reb Noam Simcha ben David Zev. We're going to be learning Siyata Dishmaya, a very deep theological topic about truth, existence, based on the teachings of Rav Dessler Zatzal. The Nefesh HaChaim explains the geder of Achdus Hashem HaAmitis. What does it mean that God is one, as expressed in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Writes the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel Sof Perikin Aleph, Shehu Yisbarach Hu Elokeinu Baal HaKochus U'Mokor Shoreshei Nishmasenu V'Chiyusenu V'Shekol Ebruim V'Olamus V'Av Shebar V'Himtzi Metzius Kochus V'Olamus Ebrius Im Kol Zeh V'Chinas Havoya V'Echod Metzidu Yisbarach She'en Ebruim Kulam Choytzim Chaz Shalom Klal Neged Achdusu HaPoshut Yisbarach HaMemale Kol V'Nikra Gam Ata Havoya V'Echod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKochus. He's the source and the root of our souls and our vitality, and of all everything created and of all the worlds. And even though he created all of these metzias, the olamas, the brios, he remains havaya, he remains echad. In other words, all of the multiplicity we see in the world in no way impinges on the oneness of God. Even now, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu means his makor kol hakochos. He's the source of all power. Nevertheless, he remains havaya echad. He still remains one. It doesn't in any way impinge on his unity. And then he writes in the Shevach of Baruch Shein Kavod Machusol Le'olam Vo'ed, Sha'achar Shi'chadnu B'pasuk Shema Shurak Echad Achdus Pashut, after we made him one. In Shema, Veinod Muvado Klal, nothing else exists besides God, and all the olamos are as if they don't exist. How can we now bless him that he is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Vod, that he is blessed with the honor of his kingship over all the worlds? That would imply that the worlds do exist. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that he's the source of all the kochos, but at the end of the day, God is one, nothing else really exists. On the other hand, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Vod, blessed is the glory of God's kingship forever and ever, so implies that he's king over all the worlds, that they do exist. And the answer is that Baruch Shem, which is a lower Shevach according to the Nefesh HaChaim than Shema Yisrael, so makes sense. Shema Yisrael is a pasuk. Baruch Shem is not. So even though Baruch Shem, even though Shema Yisrael means God is one, he still decreed that we should bless him, praise him with this Shevach, because that is the way we view the world. Mitzad Hagoseinu v'Hanagoseinu, we do exist. And that's what the whole Torah is built on. There'd be no laws in the Torah if there were no people to keep them. So on one hand we have this Yichud, God is only one. And then all of the Giluyim are B'vchinas Hester, because the only way we could have a gilui, a revelation of anything in this world, is only when God hides himself. Because if we would see the Ein Od Milvado, we'd realize that nothing else really exists. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master his true Metzius in order that there should be a Bria, and the Bruim, the creations, should benefit from God. So again, Mepchinat Shema Yisrael, God is the source of all kochos, but he's still one. He's really the only true existence. But mitzad us, to us, we feel like we exist. We experience our existence. So we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Olam Vod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master himself. He hid himself in order to make us feel that our existence is real. Says Rav Dessler, Geder Yichud Zeh Shel Einod Muvado Eino Musag Hasaga Pnimit B'toch HaBriya.
The gather of this yichud, of this unity of God, of Ein Ol Mulvado,
that nothing else exists besides God, can't be perceived in a profound way within creation, because based on this perspective of yichud, of God's oneness, there is no existence to creation. The Briyas HaOlamos was only through the Tzimtzum, and the Ha'alama, the hiding of this truth, and the Metzius of the Briya can only be seen from within the Briya, in other words, within the Tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzamtzem himself. And then, now, within this Briya that was made possible by Hashem contracting himself, by Hashem being Mitzamtzem himself, then we're able to perceive that we do exist, but that's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. So the Ein Od Milvado you can't see within the Briya, because the Briya is a stira to Ein Od Milvado. The Briya is a hastara of the true emes, that Ein Od Milvado. The Metzius of the Briya can only be seen within the Briya. After this Tzimtzum, then we can perceive of a Briya. And therefore, if somebody is in the Briya, Ki lo yirani adam v'chai, you can't see me and live, God says to Moshe, because within the Briya, there's no such thing as truly seeing me, because I'm Ein Od Milvado. And within the Briya, so it doesn't look like Ein Od Milvado. It looks like there's other true existence. Kiriyas amitas achdus mitziyuso yizbarach hihi hisbatlus bechinas hanochius hanefredus shebenivra. When you see the truth of God's oneness, that nullifies this aspect of one's own personal, independent existence. And then, once that happens, once you see God is the only true existence, then you realize, where are you? There's no room for you. It's all over. Person's misbatel min hametzius. Person's nullified from reality, from life. Because what does it mean to be a nivra? To be a nivra means that you're able to perceive yourself as being a separate reality outside of God. If we would see for one moment the truth that it's all God, we would cease to exist. If God would remove this hester and show us the truth, we'd cease to exist. So what does Hashem do? He's master himself, he hides himself. And this gives us the impression that we do exist. Now again, when I say exist, not again, I haven't explained it yet, but this is obviously well beyond the ken of my understanding. These are gavoa me'al gavoa. I don't understand anything. But on my madrega, what I'm understanding is, from the Nefesh HaChaim, that true reality means what must exist and what's eternal, and that there can't be any other reality. That's only God. And us, obviously, when we're hungry, we want to eat. When we're hungry, we feel the pangs of hunger. And when we're tired, we lie down and we go to sleep. These are all experiences that we've had. I'm not for a moment suggesting that people's experiences aren't real to them. Of course they are. We have nerves, nerve endings, and when we get burned, it hurts. Of course it hurts. It doesn't fake hurt. You can't say, no. Ein Od Milvado doesn't really hurt you. Ein Od Milvado, and it does really hurt me. So what then does the Nefesh HaChaim mean? The Nefesh HaChaim means that from our perspective, we really do exist. And we do. We're happy, we're sad, we're hungry, we're thirsty, we're tired, we're energetic, we're active, we're moving, we're walking, we're talking, thinking. So this is all true. On the other hand, this is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamtzem himself in order to give us this impression that it's real to us. But the truest reality is that since it's all godliness, if we would see that, then we would see that we're not separate at all, and we would cease to exist. And that means that we're not real, because what's real is emes, is something that's eternal, that has to be. And we don't have to be. We can be or not be. Only God has to be. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is, that's again my Havana. Anyone can take it where they are. Those who are greater than me, Adrab. You think in your Kabbalistic worlds. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Nefesh HaChaim in the level of Shema Yisrael, there's no true, that the only true existence is Him. And the level of Baruch Shem is after the Hester, we perceive all the worlds, or we perceive our world. Malachim also are Besoch HaBriya, and they also don't get Hashem's Yichud Mitziyusa, that He's the only true Mitziyus. There's one type of Malach that says Shiran is Mizbata, that we see in Bereishis Rabba, Parashas Vayishlach. In other words, they come to a gather of Avchanas Achdus HaPshuta, they get that it's all one, it's all God. And once they get it's all God, then they just go back to their root, they realize that their existence is only an outgrowth of God. It's all godliness, and then they realize that it's all godliness, and all of their kochos are coming from the Ribono Shel Olam, and they're not separate from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore they cease to be. In other words, they are able to see through this veil, and then they're mizbatel. Havchana zo shel ein od milvado hi haemet hamuchletet. You want to know what absolute truth is? Absolute truth is that ein od milvado, but it's hidden from us. Even in our seichel, it's hard to understand. Hard to understand. What does it mean? Ain't everything is God? Nothing exists besides God. How do you wrap your brain around that, as they say today? So even to understand it intellectually, certainly in our pneumius, to really feel it, is very hard. So it emerges then that all of our hasagas, all of our perceptions, are all relative. It's all yachasi. It's only MS inside of creation, according to our musagim that we're. Our musagim are also created. The way we perceive things is also a creation. The way we're wired, the way we think that we think in absolute terms. No. We don't think in any absolute terms. We think in terms that we are wired to think in. So is 2 plus 2 absolutely 4? The answer is no. 2 plus 2 could be 6, it could be 21. Be 2,755. In our world, 2 plus 2 is 4. That is lefi our musagim. Makes a lot of sense to us. Works. Somebody tells me 2 plus 2 is 5, I send them back to first grade. But that's only because in our world, 2 plus 2 is 4. In our relative world, we're wired to view 2 plus 2 is 4. Our world is wired that 2 plus 2 is 4. But absolute truth that 2 plus 2 is 4? Lo choshev. God could have created a world where 2 plus 2 means something completely different. And that's absolute. God is absolute. And in that world it also would have been relative, because then there's also our world where 2 plus 2 is 4. All of our understanding, again, we're wired when we get offended, we get angry, we're happy. Somebody puts $50,000 in your bank account, they owe you money, you made a business deal, it's good, feel good. It's a wiring. You lose the 50K, you feel bad. Person has a child, he's thrilled. His child's dead, dies, lo aleinu. It's a brach and he's broken. We're just all wired to feel these ways. It's not absolute. There could be a world where when somebody has a child, he's broken. And when his child dies, he's mamish in seventh heaven. Could be such a world. We're wired. We're wired to search for love. We want to love, we want to be loved. There could be a world where man hates being, somebody says, I love you. He says, no, don't do that. Anything but that. I don't want to be loved. Could be. So this is all relative. This is all the existence that God may have put us in this world. It's not absolutes. Only God is absolute. Everything we feel, we know, is yachasit. Kashe me'od le'adam le'odot le'zot be'pnimiyut le'vavo. Nedmelo she'biyado la'asig et ha'emet ba'ofen mukhlat. Man wants to think that he could perceive truth in an absolute fashion, and he doesn't want to believe that everything he knows is all relative. It's all relative. It's not absolute. Absolute is only God. That's the only absolute reality, and that's the only absolute truth. Emet ha-mityacheset la-matzavo kinevra ach v'rak ba-akara zo יוכל האדם לצאת מרוחת הגדרים השונים והסתירות המדומות ותתבסס אמונתו על יסודות מוצקים. The only way that a person can relate is to see himself as perceiving truth as a creation. And then your emunah becomes real. When you realize that all of your perceptions are so limited, then you can start believing in something transcendental. Most of what we know and we feel and we think is all because we're just bound up in this world. We're within this tzimtzum. Hashem is mitzamtzem himself. He leaves a place for this physical world. And we think, yo man, this is it. It's a big mistake. This is not it. We don't know what it is. If we would really perceive it of Ein Od Milvado, then this year would be over. And I would be over. You'd be over. The whole world would be over. So therefore Hashem says, all right, I'm going to put you in a world where everything appears that you're separate from me and you have your own reality. And that's the way we live. And as long as you appreciate that, then you can start approaching true emunah. Ma'ir kashala hasaga yachasit. What is the value of relative perception? Not absolute knowledge, but relative. Erkahu baze sheyachasiti legabenu lefi matzavenu beolam hazeh. Olam ha'bchira ve'avuda. Ve'al ken, rak zoi ha'emet b'shvilenu. Its value is that it's relative for us according to our situation in this world, the world of choice and the world of avoda. And therefore, this is the truth for us. It's the truth for us because this is the situation we're in. So if you take a 5-year-old girl, you give her a Barbie doll, she starts taking care of the Barbie doll. You give her another doll, she brushes the Barbie doll's hair, and the other doll, she says, this is my baby. She takes care of her baby, she covers up her baby. So, is there any value in that? The answer is yes. Because in this child's world, that doll is her baby. And that Barbie doll really is happy that she brushed her hair. Because that's her world. And we have to relate to this person in their world. We can only see reality through the prism of our own existence, of the world that we recognize, that we know. So of course somebody's going to say, yes, 2 plus 2 is definitely 4. There's value in that. That's the way we exist in this world. That's the way we perceive reality. So therefore, it has value. Does it have value as absolute truth? No, because it's not absolute truth. Atachonin ladam das. You gave us das. In other words, you wired us. You pre-programmed us. And that's what we are. We are all pre-programmed to be human beings and to think in the limited ways human beings can think. That's the das Hashem gave us. Do we have das, transcendental das? No. There's so many things, even in this world, that we don't know about yet. Even in science, so many secrets that are constantly being discovered. And there's loads more. The more we know, the more we know that we don't know. So all we need to do, since we need to get through life, so you need to know how this world works. So you need to know how to go to the bank, deposit your money, balance your checkbook, and how to eat. Is it absolute truth that food goes into your mouth? No. The world Hashem created. Could be in a different world. Food would go into your ear. That's how it would digest. Could be a million things. But we need to get through life, so our hasagas are within this world. But to know that it's all limited and that it says nothing about the Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing. All it says is that this is the way he made us. But what do we know about absolute reality? We're just very far from that. But intellectually, on some level, we can understand Ein Od Milvado, that everything is as a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing has existence without him. He is the only one that has always existed, will always exist, and must exist. We are only relative to our connection to him. And then the more we're connected, the more we exist, the less we're connected, the less. But to think that we perceive absolute truth, no. If we would, we would cease to exist. So there's a lot more to say on this topic. Obviously, we just scratched the tip of the iceberg, and I hope that in the next shiur we're able to continue Lahamik Yoser. I hope. Lomodu Lalamid Lishma Las Lakhaims Kalabi Sam Teresa Gehava, maybe a name. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.